All right, joining us from ESPN, he's one of the best guys. Boy, he analyzes stuff. He's an author, and he's also a baseball friend of ours, and that is Howard Bryan. Howard, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Doing great, and I, you know, talking with Bruce Jenkins, Ryan Vogelsong, you, and just everyone that we talked to about this, I'm getting pumped up about the World Series. I don't care
well,
what you
say.
Yeah,
you
it's
be.
Different.
Don't let it get old.
No.
It never gets old, right?
No, it doesn't. It really, it's different than winning the pennant, which you love. I love to hear the phrase, we won the pennant. But I'm telling you, this World Series thing, it's a world into itself.
Well, it certainly is, and it's going to be that more and more as time goes on. I remember in 2010 being in the clubhouse in Texas, in the Giants clubhouse, and talking to Brian Sabian and Larry Bear about it, and they were both saying something very similar, which is with the way the system is today, when you've got wild cards, and that was even before a second wild card, and with the finances of the game being what it is that you're going to have to look at championship teams now very, very differently than in the past. Instead of looking at dynasties and looking at teams staying together and looking at these casts that sort of stick together for 8, 9, 10 years, and then you've got a body of work, he says every single championship year is its own individual accomplishment. You take it and you put it in its own little time capsule, and you let it stand on its own, which is very different than the way we look at championship teams or the way we used to look at championship teams. Especially if this group gets three of them, it's really going to be three separate championships instead of looking at them sort of as a dynasty. Mm-hmm. It's really a very interesting change of mindset for us.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Ryan Vogelsong was on. He said exactly the same thing. He talked about 2012, and he says this thing is completely different. Why are the Giants? How do the Giants do this and other teams don't?
Well, I think that they've got a couple of things that they do really well, and they do it right. I think that the first thing that they've got is an incredible recognition of how much the game has changed. And I think that the first thing goes with team construction. When you look at the team that Brian Sabian has put together, that team is a team that can play solid baseball for a month. That's what you need to win a championship now. It's not like you win the division and then, or you win the pennant and you go to the World Series. Now you've got to essentially play four rounds. You've got to play four different teams. And so at some point, you're not going to hit. So if you can do the things that require daily concentration, you can compete every day. And you're not going to have sort of the way the Texas Rangers or Baltimore or those big hitting teams or the Yankees or the Tigers. You have those stretches where you just don't hit anything and then you lose because you don't execute. This team pitches and they execute. And that's the first thing. The second thing comes with who you choose. And the one thing I really like about the construction of the Giants is that it's not like a team like the A's or Tampa Bay or a team that doesn't have any money and they get these no-name guys that you've never heard of. Mm-hmm. They have mid to high-level veteran players who are used to playing the game of baseball. They're not afraid of the moment. You don't have to worry about what they're going to do. Juan Uribe was a really good player. Mm-hmm. Edgar Renteria was a really good player. Aubrey Huff was a really good player. None of these guys were headliners, but you put a bunch of really good players together, and you're going to have a really good team. And I think the thing about them that I really like when you watch them, especially in the last several years, is that because each one of those guys, because they weren't stars, they're not going to have this ego trip of being replaced in the lineup or being platooned for or being replaced in late in the game. But at the same time, because they know how difficult it is to stay with teams and they know how much things change, they give everything they've got and they really support each other. And that is a very, very different thing than, say, the Dodgers, where you've got a team of stars. You've got a team of everybody on that team has been a big star at some point, and that makes shifting around and managing and constructing a club very, very different than what the Giants are doing.
You know, Howard Bryan with us. I love having you, Howard, from ESPN. I was looking at the way they've won, and they really haven't overused a Peavy Hudson or a Vogelsong. And here they are at the World Series where they may only need one start from a couple of them and maybe two from one other. So the age of these starters has not gone against them, and the extra rest of winning these series early, I think, is a major part of why they're here.
Sure, and I think that's the other thing that we've talked about as well, is that having that major rest also isn't going to necessarily hurt them that much offensively, because it's not like you're dealing with, you right. know, with a team that hit 220 home runs. And they've got to go get their groove back after being off for a week. They're a very consistent team. It's going to be very interesting as well to watch them and the Royals play for a couple of reasons. One thing that I've been watching here is that, and you and I talked about it earlier this morning, was the fact that neither rotation has gone deep into games except for Madison Bumgarner. And it's been a bullpen playoff for both of them. And if you get one team that actually gets a couple of performances out of their starters, it may tax the other bullpen to a point where you get that big advantage. If everything stays even, then it's going to be a great series. We'll see what happens. But I think that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to seeing, is to see which starting pitchers can get into the seventh inning or get past the seventh inning. And then the second thing is that a team like the Royals, everything has gone so well for them. They play with so much swagger, and they've been able to overcome everything. They really haven't had 24 hours to sit after a loss.
Really?
They haven't lost, and they haven't had to deal. They haven't gotten blown out. The last time they really, really were up against it was against Oakland in the first game of the playoffs, when you're down by 4 runs in the eighth inning. Everything else, they have bounced back so quickly. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Giants can put one on them early and to see how they respond to actually being down, because they haven't done it yet.
Well, that's a great point. They're 8-0. And, look, you can lose two in a series, a seven-game series, and still come back and win. I wonder how they would react losing
two. Marty, one of the things that we always talk about when you're watching a playoff series, usually I say it more in basketball, but I think it holds true in baseball, especially when you look at the way the Giants have been executing, is how are you going to respond? Usually when you look at a seven-game series, you're going to have a game that you're supposed to lose. If you're supposed to win, that you lose. How do you respond to that game? And I think that's one thing you haven't seen from the Royals. You haven't had a closer blow a game. You haven't had you haven't had one of the games where you've had you leave 12 guys on base and you end up not winning a game you should have won. And life is pretty good when you don't have to deal with that. The Giants, on the other hand, in a sense, are a little bit more battle-tested, not just because of their history, but also because look at the way they've won over the past week. I mean, they came back. They could have been going back to St. Louis down 3-2. You leave Hudson in too long, you survive that. You're down 4-1 in elimination, and in the next game you come back with that too. I mean, it really is fascinating how well they've been able to just come back and fight. And it's become their staple in October.
Yeah, the little guys. I say it again. The little guys have come through at big moments, and they're getting it done. Ishikawa, the home run. Duffy gets the bunt down. Perez gets a single. You're right. Every one of these games could have gone a different way. And that's the story of it so far. Managers. And this has been interesting for me over watching this the last few years, because the trend in baseball is to make a player a manager. He doesn't have any managerial experience. You put him in with sort of a popular bench coach, and then you put him in these playoff series, and then all of a sudden they blink. They don't know what to do with the pitching. They make very strange decisions. Ned Yost, he's a veteran, but still he takes a lot of heat against Bochy. Look at this matchup. You want to talk about team matchups. How about in the dugout?
Well, I wouldn't put too much into that, and the reason why I wouldn't is because the game is still played on the field. And Matt Williams could have looked really good, but his players didn't make him look good. And Mike Matheny could have looked pretty good, but his players didn't make him look good. And let's face it, you're talking about, if you want to talk about managerial mismatches, who would take Ned Yost over Buck Showalter, and he didn't win a game?
Yeah.
So you still got to go out and compete, and you still got to go out and play. And I think that when you look at a guy like Bruce Bochy, I mean, what he could have paid the price for leaving Hudson, and everyone wanted Hudson to come out of that game in Game 3, and he survived it. How did he survive it? Because his players picked him up. I didn't think it was a great move, but at the same time, this is why the guys are the ones who are actually out there performing. But, yeah, I mean, I think about this, and I was thinking about not just Bruce Bochy, but also Brian Sabian, in terms of the thing that the Giants have that is really interesting, and I loved listening to Ishikawa talk about this the other day when he was talking about how after he had messed up in the outfield, he came into the dugout and everybody was supportive and told him, don't worry, you're not only are we going to get back, but you're going to have a chance to come back. And I was thinking about this, about the comfort level of being in that organization.
Yeah.
The San Francisco Giants have such a great level of confidence up and down the organization. Winning gives you that confidence. You've got Brian Sabian, who is a confident guy. It's not like the Raiders, you know, where nobody can support each other because nobody has any sort of job security. Everybody up and down that organization has the comfort of being able to go do what they do best, and you can see it on the field.
You know, you got a team in the World Series that's never been there before. Now you got this team you've described from up and down the top of the management right up to the players and how they've come back. Usually the team that's ever been there before doesn't win. You think that'll take place here?
No, I don't even know if that's true. I mean, look, it's the way you but the way they play, the way the Royals play, they could go out and win this series. Yeah, and they're rolling at such a level right now that they could give anybody trouble. They could go out. I mean, nothing that would happen in this series would surprise me right now. Wouldn't surprise me if the Royals finally hit a streak, because they're due for a streak. They've been playing unbelievable baseball for 3 weeks. But on the other hand, the way they play the game, in terms of manufacturing, and they can hit the ball out of the ballpark too.
Yeah.
And I think that you would have to give the Giants a slight advantage, but the Royals are playing so unhinged right now. They're playing so free, which is why I was saying earlier, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Right now, nothing has gone wrong. They're playing like they're invincible.
Boy, so here we are. Now, they have four games at home. The great move, you know, the decision of Bud Selig to make the All-Star
game. The All-Star game, exactly.
Really? So they've got four games at home. Now they have the D8. Larry Bear just walked by and he's waving to us. But
hey, Larry.
Yeah, they've got four games at home. That's number one. Plus, they get the DH at home. I guess the Giants have more, so maybe they can compete. But, Howard, it's a different game playing the American League game. This is going to – I can't stand it. I like to see one game the way it should be.
Yeah, I understand that too. But let's – you go back, what are the Giants, 8-1 in the last two World Series?
Yes.
So I don't think they're too troubled by the American League style of play. You know, 1 year they had home field, 1 year they didn't. The end result was the same. And if I'm not mistaken, you know, Sandoval hits three home runs in Detroit. So, I mean, so be it. I mean, they do what they do. And they're the kind of team. The Giants travel really well. That style of play travels really well. It's not like you're playing in Baltimore.
Okay.
When you look at the way the Orioles play at home, and they go out to a big ballpark, and you know they're hitting a bunch of fly balls out to center field. It's a style of baseball that can travel anywhere, and that's why I think they're pretty untroubled by not having home field.
Boy, exciting! All right, Dal. Since we won't talk to you before it starts, I guess for your prediction now, if you're ready.
I really don't have a prediction. I don't care about this stuff. It's like people, and then you make a prediction and it's wrong, and people are like, "See, told you were going to lose." And I'm like, I don't. I honestly think I don't want to make a prediction because I don't really have one. I think the Giants should be favored to win. I would think that they would win, but if Kansas City, when you got two really good teams playing really good ball, let's deal the cards and see what happens.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this thing. You get. Fox, I don't care what, they just can't mess up the World Series. You got to play the games with everything else, all the times of it, and here it is. And it will. My opinion is it's a game of bullpens, and the Giants have the one horse who maybe can limit their bullpen action, but
well,
it's a game of bullpens.
That's true, Marty. That's going to be the key, is who can get more out of their starters, because both bullpens are money, and once again, the thing that I'm looking forward to seeing is what will the Royals do? You know, if they go out and get beat 12-1 in Game 1,
okay,
how will they respond? Because they haven't had any real adversity.
Well, maybe they're the 1960 Pirates. Maybe
they
they'll
might
get
be, and they run through it, and they run through everything. Go out and get beat by 10 runs in three games, and then win four of them by a run. Who knows? let's go watch it.
I love it, Howard. Thank you so much for being on. I always enjoy it. I know you're not coming out here for this one, but we look forward to seeing you very soon.
My pleasure, Marty. I'm sorry I'm going to miss it this year.
All right. That is Howard Bryant, ESPN. Nobody knows it better. No one explains it better than Howard.